Pastor Bob Arthur's. Let's hear that program now.
Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthur's. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthur's.
It is Monday in Brevard County, Florida, and this is the offering, the spring fundraiser for WMIE 91.5 FM, 632-1000. If this program is a blessing to you, if this station is a blessing to you, you might consider making it a part of your missions giving here for the next 6 months. They do a fundraiser every 6 months, and they're going to be doing that this week. The goal is to raise $30,000. And so if you believe in the good news of Jesus Christ, this radio program's been a blessing to you, we encourage you to give the radio station a call, 632-1000. Tell them you heard about it on the Refresh Radio broadcast. And they kind of let us know from time to time if somebody calls in and says that they're a listener to the broadcast. And that's one of the ways that we find out that we are reaching people other than these blinking lights in the studio. So we appreciate the feedback that way as well. If you're not interested in doing that, but the radio program is a blessing to you, if you'd like to shoot us an email from time to time, Merritt Assembly at hotmail.com, that gets to us. Also, you can message us on Facebook, Merritt Assembly of God. There are a lot of ways that you can do that. You could even write us a little note and drop it in the offering basket or show up at church. Those are all ways that we find out, plus the interactions that we have with people throughout the community. So we do want to say thank you to Jits Concrete, 536-5804. If you need any help with concrete work or block work, they are the people to call. They are very good at what they do, and they will be a blessing to you. And with the construction increase that is going on in Brevard County, I was in Kissimmee back in January, and a guy said, "Wow, is there a lot of construction going on in your neck of the woods?" And so if you need a concrete contractor, give them a call, 321-536-5804, and they will be a blessing to you. If you want to see their handiwork, come by Merritt Assembly of God, and we will show you the latest project that they did for us about a year and a half ago, I believe it was. So that's coming up. We believe in them, and they believe in this broadcast. So we want to get to the Word of God today. This is going to be where we conclude this particular aspect of this. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. So we're going to talk about three things today on the broadcast. And the first one of those is going to be in 2 Peter chapter 1. And we are going to begin reading verse number 19. And it says, "So we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." This describes that the men of old, that the Holy Spirit came upon them and they began to speak forth the truths of God. They spoke about things that had not taken place yet. The Bible describes in another place how people looked with eager expectation to see the things that they were experiencing in that later time. The early people who were looking for them, they didn't get to experience them until the time of fulfillment came, but they knew that it was coming. They could see it. They just didn't get to experience it themselves, but they spoke prophetically about the things that God was going to do in the future. You see, only God knows the beginning and the end and the process in between. And so when I read this, knowing this, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And so what I have written down here is that when the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, His ministry is going to prompt us to act in such a manner that it is going to benefit future generations. You know, if I were to die today, the ministry that God has worked through me would continue to impact people even after they had forgotten me. When I first came to Merit Assembly of God, I realized that even though there was a great challenge that lay ahead of us, that there was a foundation that had been laid that we were going to be the recipients of. You see, I didn't have to build the sanctuary. It was built already. It needed a lot of love and attention, but it was already there. You know, we may have had to refurbish the place. We might have had to put a new coat of paint on it. We may have needed to stucco the building. But the walls were already there. The roof was there. The electric was there. The water was there. Lots of things were already there that would have just been very challenging to do that sort of building project when you only had six people in the congregation. Well, the Holy Spirit wants to move in your life and my life in such a way that we will continue to impact future generations as well. A lot of the ministry that happens here on the radio station, it is people who have already been promoted to their eternal reward, but the message that God had poured into them is still reaching out and impacting lives after they have already been promoted. And so I want to ask you, would it be okay if the Holy Spirit moved upon us in such a way that maybe the full realization of the ministry doesn't happen when we get to see it with our own eyes, but that it impacts future generation? It sets the stage for people to be blessed even after we've taken our last breath. You know, one of the things that I'm fascinated with is the way that rockets go up. They are multi-stage rockets. You know, the biggest visible signs of the launch takes place in that first stage. But that first stage only positions the rocket to be propelled to a higher orbit with its second or third stages, as some rockets have gone in the past. And so I encourage you today that we allow the Holy Spirit to move in us in such a way that whatever God chooses to do in the future, that we will have been faithful to put our hand to what He asked us to do. You know, our first few weeks at Merit Assembly of God, we did not know. Honestly, I didn't expect to be at Merit Assembly of God 24 and a half years later. People say, well, are you leaving? I said, you know, I'm not planning on it, but I'm not the one who positioned me here in the first place. I serve at the discretion of my commander in chief, and I am going to occupy my post, and I am going to make the most out of my post as long as I am here. And I'm thankful that we are impacting more people now than we've ever impacted before. That's a great deal of humility. That, I mean, that's very humbling for us to realize that God has seen faithful to leave us at Merit Assembly of God for all of this time. And so my goal, you know, when somebody asked me, you know, back in the early 1990s, I said, you know, this church doesn't have a long history of pastors staying a long time. Most of the pastors stayed 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. The biggest percentage of the number of pastors only made it 1, 2, or 3 years. There was one that made it 5, one that made it 9, another that made it 13. And then there's me, and I've been here 24 and a half years. And I said, you know, I want to leave it in better shape than it was when I found it. And that's, you know, I want to do such a good job that the Holy Spirit, when he's through with me at Merit Assembly of God, that it will be set up for a person to take it to even greater heights than what I was able to take it. And see, that's not insulting to me. I believe that God can do that. I will be honest with you. We had a missionary that came through 2 Sundays ago, I believe it was, maybe 3 Sundays ago. Let's see, what was the date on that? The date on that would have been the 19th of March. So I think that would have been 2 weeks ago. He was a phenomenal speaker, a phenomenal preacher. And as he was speaking, he let us know he's only 27 years old. And I told him afterwards, I said, wow, that was a wonderful, wonderful word. And I just began to build him up and tell him what a marvelous job that he did that night. And I said, I didn't preach anything like that when I was 27. He did a wonderful job. You see, there are a lot of people who are concerned about what future ministry will look like. And I'm telling you, I believe that God is raising up a generation that when we pass the baton to them, that they are going to run with it. They're going to be able to run faster than we ever ran. They're going to be able to take it to new heights that we've never been able to take it to. So it's okay with me. It's okay with me if the Holy Spirit begins to minister in such a way that it impacts future generations. I don't have to be the recipient of everything that the Holy Spirit does in order for me to say yes to his ministry. I just don't have to be. I want to take you back to the last little book before Revelation, the Epistle of Jude. The Epistle of Jude. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. Verse number 20, Jude 20. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And this passage here says that when we pray in the Holy Spirit, we are building ourselves up in our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. And so when the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, it is not going to be for tearing people down, but for building people up. It's not just going to be for building other people up. It's going to be for building ourselves up as well. You know, I believe that God wants the entire body to grow. I believe he wants the entire body to grow and be as fully developed as it can be. And so one of the ways that God has set for that to take place is through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And so at Merit Assembly of God, when I preach, I want it to be the word that the Holy Spirit has laid upon my heart for that particular day. I want the worship to be the worship that God has birthed in the worship leader, to lead us into the presence of the Holy One of Israel. I want our youth ministry and children's ministry to be anointed by the Holy Spirit so that boys and girls are growing up to be men and women of power and of faith, and that they're operating with the giftings of the Holy Spirit. That's what I want. I want people who believe, the people that I want working for me are people that recognize and understand how valuable that their ministry is, and that it needs to be birthed in the presence of God. It needs to be by prayer. It needs to be by communing with the Holy Spirit. It needs to be something that is done that the Holy Spirit is building them up so that they can build others up as well. Why would we want to just go through this life and expect just a gradual deterioration when I believe that my faith, which the Bible describes here as my most holy faith, I believe that my faith ought to be growing stronger the more I have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. I don't think that my faith should be something that I'm celebrating what was done in the rearview mirror. I believe that it ought to be of the magnitude that says, you know what, there's breakthrough on the horizon. There's revival on the horizon. There's a miracle that is taking place on the horizon. The greatest days of ministry are not behind, but they are ahead. I ought to be believing God for greater provision and greater harvest than we've ever seen before. In fact, I've been challenged recently by things that I've been reading in the Word, where I'm believing that I'm going to be able to impact more people than ever before. I'm excited for a trip that may take place later this year, where I may get to minister to people in a context that would have never entered my mind until maybe 6 or 7 years ago. But an effectual door of ministry opportunity is presenting itself, and I may get to see a harvest of souls that would be something I've prayed about for a long, long time. And so I want to ask you, would you be praying about that? Would you be praying that this year, 2017, would not only be a year where Merit Assembly of God experiences a kingdom impact like it's never seen before, but that you would also be built up in your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit, so you see a greater harvest of souls than you have ever seen? You see, I believe that God is in the redemption business. I believe that if we are not going to be about the business of seeing souls saved and people restored and reconciled to relationship with Almighty God, then there is no need for signs and wonders to take place, because we're not doing anything for eternal impact. Signs and wonders in the ministry of the Holy Spirit are supposed to change people's eternity. The last thing that I want to share with you as we bring this particular aspect of this study to a close is this, that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord God, is upon me. The Holy Spirit will always point people to Jesus. The Holy Spirit will always point people to Jesus. The Holy Spirit brings them to Jesus, and Jesus presents them to the Father. We are just privileged to be partners with this project. And so whenever ministry becomes more about the minister than it does about the Savior, that's a problem sign. That's a sign that there's a problem. And so I want to encourage you to allow the Spirit of the Lord to work thoroughly in your heart. I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will work thoroughly in my heart so that through us, He will point more and more people to the only one who can forgive people of their sins. The longer they are trapped in their sin, the more damage that is done, the more misery that people experience. And God does not want people experiencing that kind of destructive heartache. He wants them set free so that they can be a testimony to the saving grace of God. You know, I've told you before, I don't look upon my high school days, and I don't look upon the successes I have. I look back and I say, you know, God, I really wish I had done more. But this is going to be one of those rare statements that you hear a person make. But that is this. Through social media, and again, you can find us at Merit Assembly of God on Facebook. But through social media, I have been able to connect with a lot of people that I went to school with. And because of that, I'm able to share this good news with those same people that some of them, to be honest with you, I didn't realize where they were spiritually at the time, but we now have the opportunity. The sermons that I preach on Sunday morning are almost all of them on Facebook Live. And a number of people share those, and there's a lady in our congregation, and she said, Pastor Bob, I share those videos, and there are people that comment that you don't even know, that they're tuning in to hear the Word of God, and it's making a difference in their lives. Point people to Jesus. You know, I'm thankful that I got a second opportunity with those people that I went to high school with. Because back then I was this real shy, real soft-spoken, introverted runt of an individual. And I didn't always speak up the way that I should have. I didn't always share the way that I could have. And I mean, I loved God, but I missed a few opportunities, and I'm thankful that He's given me the opportunity through the doors that He's opened to minister in the power of the Holy Spirit and point people to the only one that can save them and set them free. Today, I don't know what you are going through, but whatever it is, I want to encourage you to look to Jesus. Allow the Holy Spirit to minister not just to you, but through you, to make a difference in people's lives in the days to come. Allow the Holy Spirit to build you up in your most holy faith so that other people will see that faith and they will be built up as well. And last of all, remember that the Holy Spirit wants to rest upon us, the Spirit of the Lord be upon us, so that people will be pointed. Instead of to destruction, they'll be pointed to the Savior. They'll be pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to remind you one more time here on this Monday that this is the first day of the spring fundraiser for WMIE 91.5 FM. And if this program, this station is a blessing to you, they don't have commercials on here. There's paid programming, but they need this fundraiser to help keep them operating in good working order. And so if this program is a blessing to you, I want you to write down this number. If you can't do it today, do it sometime this week, 632-1000, 632-1000, area code 321, right here in Cocoa, Florida. Sometime between now and the end of the week, give them a call and say, hey, I'm praying for you. Hey, I appreciate you. And I will tell you one more thing. By the way, you can always find the podcast on the bottom of the WMIEFM.com website. There's a listen on demand feature, and you can type in a certain day and you can listen to that broadcast. If you happen to miss one, you can look at it there and you can find that day's broadcast and you can listen to it. It's broadcast 8:30 of a morning and 5 o'clock of an evening on WMIE, 10:30 of a morning on WWBC. The other thing that you can find out on the website is you can find out a number of Christian businesses that have partnered to make sure that this radio station stays on the air. And so if you're looking for reputable companies to deal with, not just the people that I talk about here on our station, but you can find out people who operate from a Christian basis and are partnering with this radio station to make sure that the Word of God goes throughout the county and through the peninsula of Florida. So I encourage you to take a look at those partners on WMIEFM.com. So again, that phone number is 321-632-1000. We're going to wrap it up just a little bit early today on the broadcast, but we want you to have a great day. May the Spirit of God move through you and build His kingdom through you today. And we will see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, I tell my praise to you.
It's like an ocean breeze blowing on your face, like a summer sun with a swarm embrace,
like a gentle rain plays a sound for me. That's what I want my praise to be.
Like a fragrant rose in the early spring, like an eagle soars when it spreads its wings.
Whatever, Lord, you may need from me, that's what I want my praise to be. To you, everything I could give you already. Lord, I'm so unworthy, yeah. I'm just one of the millions to stand and confess, and yet still you hear me. Your heart is open wide, you love.